awesome.
Okay.
Absolutely awesome. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you have
Konnichiwa. Myself and Lisa.
We've currently we're being hot mic'd. Well, actually, hot mic and Chris. He has no idea that we're recording, but it's okay though. So, just so we can narrate what's going on, he's not in the bathroom. He's in the kitchen, getting wings, per usual.
Yes.
Man's gonna turn into a fucking chicken wing. It's terrible. God damn. I mean, yo, I'm gonna tell him
he's
close
doing?
The wing. Right, you know, muscle man ass. He slammed
that shit shut.
I thought
he said he was. Oh wait, he doesn't realize we're recording.
Oopsie, whoopsie. Well, he'll learn the hard way. So yeah, this is enjoyable. I told you, it's like an audiobook. You know.
Now he's gonna eat them on air.
Yeah, all right. Got your wings, Chris?
I'm ready.
Yeah, you ready?
Well,
I'm ready.
What right. flavor are they? Even ooh, I put your phones on mute. You
how'd you know stupid. I was recording, Chris? How did you know that?
Because I'm a professional podcaster now.
You are not a professional. Your ass was hot mic'd in the kitchen. Yo, you slammed the shit out of that air fryer drawer, bro.
Hey, look, I was in a rush. I got a podcast to do.
Yeah, you know, wings to eat, you know. Lisa, priorities and shit. My man's got priorities. Got
to eat. I got to keep the energy up for this podcast.
Yeah, man, you got to keep the energy. Never mind. I was about to say keep the energy up for the bike rides.
That's okay. Four more days.
Cue Pee Wee Herman music now.
Oh my God. Well, that's good. Yeah, and we're happy for you, Chris. You know, congratulations. You know,
thank you very much.
Yeah, we're, you know, let's not make this a habit.
I will not.
Okay, we're gonna hold you to it.
Yeah, you should have saw me yesterday trying to practice the breathalyzer machine. My daughter was like dying with laughter because I couldn't get it. I kept running out of breath trying to blow into it. It was bad.
Well,
how long do you have to?
Yeah.
How long do you have to blow into it?
I don't know. It felt like forever. It's like 5 to 10 seconds, more closer to 10. But it's just, yeah. You're supposed to hum. It's bad. I just couldn't do it. Like everyone in the store was laughing because I couldn't get it. It was bad.
Wait, there's an actual store?
Well, where I got it installed. Jody's. DeMont, you know Jody's.
Yeah.
West Hartford, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where we get all of our,
I don't know them for that. I know them for their audio equipment. Let me just clarify for motherfuckers that's listening.
Do you get to keep this equipment or are you just renting it?
No, give it back.
It's renting it. Yeah, you can get that shit back.
Ugh, how many mouths have been on it?
None, because you get a plastic, like, replaceable mouthpiece that goes in it. So you can put it in, take it out.
Okay. That's what she said.
Exactly.
And I had them give me a bunch of them, so. Just in case
a bunch of them
wants to drive my car.
And they have to blow into it?
Yeah, you know.
Wait, so are you allowed to let other people drive your car?
Yes.
Okay, but they just have to blow into it.
Start it and let me drive it. They can't do that.
But. Okay. Now, if that happens, who gets in trouble?
Me.
He does.
Does the person who blows into it for you get in trouble?
Nope.
Okay.
Lisa's
well, Chris,
like,
if you ever need me to blow into your breathalyzer so
whoa.
You can drive somewhere.
Nah,
whoa.
Now. Now, kids, this is a family-friendly podcast.
I'm good. I'll be good.
Well, that's good.
Wait, so when can you start using it?
Hopefully Friday. I put in my all of my paperwork for getting reinstated yesterday, so hopefully by Friday.
Do they notify your insurance company?
I hope not. I don't know. We shall see.
No,
probably find out when I when it renews.
Yeah, no, they don't notify the insurance company, but when you go for your renewal and they run your your DMV record, then it'll show up.
Yeah, it's possible.
Wait a minute. So can you ride your motorcycle?
Nope.
Oh, so you can only drive this vehicle.
The one car.
Yep.
Wow.
Supposedly. That's what they say.
So here's the shitty part, Lisa. God forbid the luxury vehicle goes down.
And it's going to.
Oh, shit. No, it's not. God damn.
You know what?
Jesus Christ. Wow.
That was not that funny. Oh, it doesn't renew until October. So I think that'll be all right.
Damn, Lisa. That's what? Terrible. I can't believe you said
that. Was terrible. That was bad.
You were thinking it. Bad.
I was thinking it. Could you imagine, like, having to have one of those interlock devices? Oh, little YNs have them in their car and shit, and they trying to do a drive-by, and, you know, they ride the roll-up on the spot, and the fucking thing starts beeping, and they got to start blowing into it. Right?
You get, like, 6 minutes to do it.
Yeah, they trying to use the switch and shit. You know what I mean? But
you gotta shoot fast.
Chris, do ASMR while you're eating a chicken wing.
What's that?
ASMR. Eat one with your mic on. ASMR. You mean like when like people whisper into the mic and then they.
Nah, no one wants to hear that.
Yeah, what you used to do in the '90s, yo, when you was in college, to all them boys on the freaking sex line.
Girls.
On the chat line? Nah, that was dudes. Chris would get on. They'd be like, Chris! He'd be like, hey. Hey, Dave. Don't hey Dave me. You stood me up last night. I told you I was busy. Fucking awful.
Nope. Rest on.
Nah.
Like my chicken.
Yeah. Well, you know. I'm still a big fan of yours, Chris. You know, so you know, we believe in you. You know,
we do.
We definitely believe in you.
I thought you guys were good friends.
Well, thank you.
Are we going to talk about how much we enjoyed each other? Well, wow, that sounds bad.
Whoa.
This weekend. Whoa.
Wait, that's even worse, yo.
Wait a minute. At the Mirror Fest. We can save that for later. Never mind. So this is why I shouldn't be drinking anymore.
I'm saying.
And my whole car situation.
Wow. Yes, we did have a good time, you know, at the beer festival. You know, I didn't enjoy myself with Chris. You know, that is for damn certain. You'd have been the last motherfucker I would have let in. I would have enjoyed myself with. There wasn't that much liquor there. Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? Like, damn. You know, go for the beer, stay for the rear. I don't know. I mean. But yeah, no, we had a good time, you know. Good beers, you know.
Good
beers, you know. At per usual, you know, we made some friends, you know. It's what we always do. I love how we're becoming more recognizable. That's fun.
Well, it's,
you know,
considering the crowd that we're in, and there's three of us, like,
that's
we
true.
Do kind of stand out.
They'd be like, oh, shit, look, it's the fat one. They'd be like, it's not nice. Don't talk about me like that.
We did miss someone. Someone hit me on Facebook. I won't say their full name, but Will J.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he hit me when he saw the pictures and said, hey, I missed you guys.
Was he there?
Yeah, he was there.
Oh, I didn't even see him. You know, ran into one of my peoples, but, you know, that's all right.
Who is that?
We all came up together.
Oh,
he's from around the way.
Windsor alum.
Yo.
Mm.
He from off the block.
He's was a good time though.
Okay, so what was everybody's favorite beer?
Yo, that blueberry non-alcoholic. Shut up, Chris. Like, yeah, the CBD ones, the one with THC in them.
Those are gonna be my new favorites. Yeah.
Yeah.
After talking Transcends about blueberry pistachio crumble sour.
That was fucking delicious.
Good. It was. It's called a fruit smoothie pastry sour. That was really good.
It wasn't even sour though. That's the thing. It was like it's very smooth.
Oh, I'm just looking at a picture of one of their other cans, and they did a play on Miller High Life for one of their lagers. It's called Killer High Five. But, like, the lettering, it looks like a Miller can. So.
What were some other highlights? Oh, the company that provided those black beer cans, Lisa.
View.
Yeah. That was like, that had to be probably the coolest beer can. And I mean, we've seen some really cool art, you know what I mean? Like printed like on cans and stuff, but the actual can was black. Like that, I was sold.
It's black.
That's not really,
doesn't take much to do black.
No, but.
You ever seen a black can, Chris?
No, I have not.
Then shut the fuck up.
But you're acting like, you know,
I think
like
it was the simplicity. It was, I think there was like a classy simplicity about it. The can was a shiny black, and then the colors, some of them were like an ombre type thing, some were solid, but it was almost like if they wrapped like a Pantone color, like paint chip, around a black, like shiny black beer can. It was just, I thought it was just like smooth looking. It was classy.
Yeah, that's, I like it.
They gave me one of the cans, and I I wish, because it had it in my pocket, and when I was moving, it got all bent up, but it's, it was a pretty can.
What the hell is you laughing at, Chris? Are you choking on that damn wing?
That's what she said again, when she said, when I was moving, it got all bent up. Sorry. Look, you guys aren't going to be the only ones laughing at me. I'm gonna laugh at you guys too. So
I'm not gonna lie, there were.
I'll give you something to boo about. Let me find a joke.
I had to boo you.
Go ahead.
There were a lot of bad beers too.
There were. There was a couple of like them. There were a couple IPAs that were just like,
No, there were even some bad sours, and some of them were. I'm like, that's not really a sour. But I took it, and then I smiled and said, I like the way it smells. Mm. And then I had to dump it because I'm like, I don't like the way it tastes.
It's like bad sex. Be like, thank you for the opportunity. This was terrible. Damn, Chris over there dogging them damn wings, you know. At least he's chewing with his mouth closed. So we ain't got to hear the smacking in the microphone. All moist. Liquor wise though, Litchfield Distilleries, that creamsicle, that shit was awesome. Did you try that, Lisa?
That was good.
I just took a sip from your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that a was sip. Good.
I'm buying a bottle of that shit. I'm about it. That's gonna be my birthday. That might be gift my favorite. That was like one of the best liquors, period. I think the last time there was a liquor that was that good there was when we remember when we got to meet Ty Law and shit with Corvus, vodka. That shit was
good. Oh, yeah.
That was delicious. But yeah, I'm glad we got to go. Wasn't a huge crowd though, which was interesting. You know. Motherfuckers still rocked out even in the rain.
Yeah. And then I forget that they do, there's a beer fest normally the following day every year, the one in Willimantic. We'll have to go to that one, like, next year.
God damn.
Do Rising Pints and then go to, I think they call it Thread City or something like that.
I'm down.
Yeah. Chris is always now.
Yeah.
You ain't driving, though, Chris. Drunkard boy. It's all good, Chris. We can make jokes now, right? Or is it too soon still? We can?
Nope. It's never too soon. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not soft like Trump.
I had a joke. Wait. Chris, I had a joke waiting for you like 2 weeks ago, like more than that, you know what I mean? Before we were talking about it on the air, I was going to make fun of you being drunk and shit and be like, you know, Chris got pulled over, got pulled out the car, and the cop was like, do you know I pulled you over? He's like, what seems to be the officer problem?
Really?
That's how I envisioned you.
You need a boo for that one. Boo!
Oh, come on!
You no, could have told that myself. One a lot better. Yeah, boo yourself.
I can't boo myself. You know, I can give me crickets, though.
Speaking of roasting people, have you guys seen the new Kevin Hart roast on Netflix?
I have not yet.
I recommend it.
I did not.
It was very good. I just saw it last night. So listeners, I recommend it. It's 3 hours long, but it was pretty good. A lot of surprise guests. It was good.
Well, was there a lot of swearing, Chris?
Tons.
My virgin ears.
It was good.
I just looked at one of my old jokes and I'm trying not to laugh.
I got the boo already loaded, Lisa.
I already told the joke, but it still cracks me up.
Did you get a drum roll on it, or?
It was the sore Naples. The one with the Italy tattoo and the sore Naples.
I'm just reloading over here, Lisa. Sorry. I'm ready. Yeah, I know. Here we fucking go. Lisa has tickled herself pink every fucking episode this year. Like on just something just wild, Lisa. I'm for real gonna put together, I'm gonna splice together an entire episode of just you laughing. Just nothing but Lisa jokes. Yeah. It'll be a special episode.
Special, yeah.
We'll entitle it Hardy Har Har, you know. All right, Lisa, what joke you got this week, you know, for us? You gotta have something in the fucking chamber.
I really don't have anything, although I have been doing a lot of reading. And I read a book about, yeah, about Japanese sword fighting. Let me summarize it for you.
Boo! Boo her, Demont.
I'm not even gonna boo her on.
She doesn't even get a sound effect.
Just no. She get no sound effects. Just none.
Yeah, that's good.
Check that one off.
I'm gonna like chuck that one in the bin. Yep, there that one goes.
Yeah, don't tell that's that one.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Did you know that the
Oh, go ahead. I didn't know what? What
oh no, no, never mind.
Oh, no, I want to know now. I'm curious.
That your pupils are the last thing to go when you die? Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Because they dilate. I made myself a little lightheaded.
She gonna pee a little bit. You know, I gotta find some jokes just to override the terrible thing going on.
Wow.
Man, that was bad.
I've been waiting 3 weeks for these jokes.
Did you hear like what happened to Scott show. Haney?
No.
He fell off a horse and broke both his arms and legs. We got to tune in to see his forecast.
Oh.
Wait, you can't tell that joke. You know we have listeners around the world. Not everyone knows who he is.
You could insert any meteorologist, Chris, at this point.
Now that you clarify it.
You know, our Japanese man, that was a good listeners are probably
wondering who's...
I have no Japanese listeners.
Not yet.
Well, I did start out the episode by saying konnichiwa.
That's true. Hey. That's Japanese for spicy chicken, right?
Yes.
Welcome, Japanese listeners.
Arigato. Is that thank you?
Yeah. I've been watching your karate movies for all my life.
I don't know.
All my life.
Or kung fu. Pray
for someone like you.
This is turning out to be one of the most racist fucking episodes we've done.
Everybody wants just... kung fu fighting. It's a song. I'm just singing a song.
Us and Stephen Colbert, we're gone.
Okay. Oh, well, we know that's not Chris.
Man.
No, it's not me.
No, that's me.
Well, that was you? No.
Wait, you're talking about the car sounds?
Oh, I thought it was a motorcycle. That's why Chris got excited. His nipples got hard. He was like, he wanted to go hang out with his naples. He wanted to go hang with his bike gang. Yeah. How is your bike? How is your motorcycle club coming along, Chris?
Everyone's doing great.
That's great. You know. Just for the listeners, I mean, they don't know that you belong to an MC, so I'll let them know your MC's name. Chris belongs to a club in Hartford called the Fecal Fornicators.
Fearless Jokers.
Yeah. I said what
also
I said.
Known as the FP Boys.
Or the FF Boys.
Well, I was fudge packing.
What would that stand for?
Fecal Fornicators. No, that'd be FP.
I said FP for fudge packing.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, if it's in a girl's, you know what? Let me stop.
Wow. This episode is sponsored by insert divorce lawyer here. By the time this episode airs, your ass ain't gonna even be fucking married nor be able to fucking drive. Chris gonna get his ass whooped, gonna look like Kanye West after he got into that car accident and shit, got his jaw wired shut so he can't even blow into the tube. Yeah. Fucking awful, yo.
Tube blower.
So, yeah. So six months, you gotta be a dick blower, huh, Chris?
No.
Gotta blow into that shit. But get your lungs right, yo. So wait, your daughter figured out that your lungs suck, yo. It's because you only have one lung. It's all right. I get it. You know. Maybe we can get you like a thing of like compressed air or something.
No, can't do that. They have a
bicycle pump.
How do they know what's air and what's just breath?
Because they know Chris breath stink.
No. Because you're supposed to also hum into it, too. I think they
you got to give it a hummer? What?
Yeah, you got to hum. Yeah, you know what?
A highway hummer. That's what it would be called if it happened while you were driving on the highway.
We are fucking rotten, yo.
Worst friends ever. Yeah.
God damn. I mean, we are. I'll admit, that is terrible.
Yeah, you have to do it if you're driving, too. So.
Yeah. Hold on, guys. Got to pull over to blow. Yeah, so what if you're not supposed to have a device in your hand. So
you can pull over. They give you 6 minutes. It says they recommend you pull over. Nobody's pulling over.
Pull over, your teeth is blue.
Like, what if you're stuck on a turnpike somewhere, stuck in traffic? Nobody's pulling over.
Well, that's okay because you stop. So you can put it in your mouth and blow on it. People start blowing the horn. You start blowing the horn. You're blowing the tube. You know what I mean? Everybody's blowing. Dude's blowing you. Everybody's getting blown.
So do you blow, like, do you put your lips into the circle or do you blow? Put it over the thing.
I don't know. I don't know.
Wait, Lisa. Do you put your lips inside the circle? I just got a visual of that.
Why are you laughing so hard?
I would plunge your lips and shit.
Because it kind of looks like a bottle cap.
Yeah. I mean, so Chris, when you blow into it, do you have to like count like 1,000, 2,000 in your brain? No, you know? No. So you just blow
in. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi. What if you have to take a breath in between? Mm-hmm. Like you can't do the full 10 seconds.
Well, he should be able to because he plays the sax. So, you know, he was made for this.
Let's see how long you can blow. I'll start a timer.
No. Ready, set, go, and done. Oh, shit. Terrible.
Ooh. Well, because you have to hop, too. So.
I'll show you next time we go to Wild Wings. And I drive.
He going to show up. He going to drive. Chris going to show up. Everybody got to blow into the tube. Not Chris, please buckle up.
Does it talk?
No.
It's like Siri and shit.
Oh, maybe he can make it be British number 4. Hey, Gov. Blow in this tube, okay? In it. You're not blowing hot enough. A.
Oh my God. If you don't blow into this, I'm a boot to pull over. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man didn't blow on the tube. Betsy, that's how you gotta talk. Man didn't blow hard enough. How's that? In it? That was for all of our listeners in the UK.
Oh, we're going around the world tonight.
Yes.
The man don't said blowing the tube, yo. And the tube is not it's not the subway people it's, we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, no. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man didn't blow in the tube, I get you a jacket potato after this. See?
What is wrong with you tonight, yo? Like, Lisa goes for a fucking walk, comes back punching.
I know,
shit.
I was going to say, it's because I exercised.
Wow. I don't even know where to go from that. I really don't. I don't know what to transition to. We can't. We're staying on it. All right, where are we going next? Iran to go get that fucking oil, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we can't talk about the war in Iran. I didn't think we'd still be talking about it 3 episodes later, but here we are.
I thought it would be over by now.
Yeah, me too.
It could be over by now, but your president is an idiot.
He's not our president.
It could be.
He's a chode. I've learned that. That's what the kids call him, you know. Man's a chode. Don't know what a chode is, but he seems to be it.
You know what a chode is.
I do. I was being coy.
Chris, you know what a Chris chode is, right?
No, I do
He
not.
Is a chode. You, motherfucker.
Dema, I'll let you explain it.
No. I'm going to let Chris look it up on Urban Dictionary. We had such a great time looking up Urban Dictionary last time. So, you know, we should make that our new thing.
See what?
A chode. How do you spell it?
C-H-R-I-S.
Oh.
What? Shut
up. Or is it... Well, I do O-A-D.
Choad.
Yeah, you could do O-A-D.
Okay, I see.
Or O-D-E.
Really? You guys need help.
You're welcome.
I feel like Urban Dictionary used to have a feature where you could just be like, surprise me, and it would just show you a word.
Oh, they took it off?
Well, yeah, maybe it's not.
I was like, word of the day or some shit? No, something like that.
Choder, chode smoker, chode face, chode crystal. What's a chode crystal?
How are you guys using it? Because there's two definitions. There's a wide a short,
short,
fat.
Yeah, that's how I'm using
the definition of penis, because this is the dictionary version. That's wider than it is longer, but then there's also what I would consider the taint, the area between the scrotal vagina and the anus.
Nah, that's a taint.
Called a chode. Yeah, that's a taint.
The chode is the first one.
Okay.
A chode crystal is fecal matter that is caked on the back of a man's testicles.
Yikes.
That's gross. Does that happen?
No, it does not. I've never heard of that. I've seen it before. Nor have I ever experienced it either.
What the hell? How does that happen?
I can tell you.
You know what?
And I love this, the sentence. Yo, those chode crystals are whack, son. That's the sentence to use, chode crystal.
First of all, okay. how would your peoples even know? Like, if that even happened, would you tell your peoples? No.
No.
What the hell? Dude, really? That is awful. Well, Lisa, it probably comes from, you know what I'm saying, wiping back to front, you know. Women are
talking. Oh, my gosh.
Babies, it could happen to babies in their diapers. That's about it.
If you Google your name in Urban Dictionary, Zamont, you're in there.
I was going to say I'm in there. I was like,
idiot.
It'd be accurate.
Let's see what.
Oh, Elise, I'm a really hot teddy bear. All right.
No, the fuck you're not.
A really hot teddy bear. Yeah.
Oh, I like the very one. Wait a minute. Let me see.
He says, do you like to cuddle with him? And someone, B, yeah, he's a Chris.
Lisa, that's, a girl who, that sounds accurate. If you're lucky enough to know, should be treated with respect and love. Oh, some guy wrote this about his girlfriend that broke up with him.
Oh, so he's being sarcastic.
No, he's trying to win her back. Like, if you read the whole, Lisa, the girl who, through thick and thin, you want by your side. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Very caring and compassionate.
Oh, Lisa, a dope ass bitch. I'm going to claim that.
I like that one.
I'm going to claim it.
Anyone can just add their own definition here.
But no, the thick and thin reminds me of,
it's a real definition.
Shit. Yeah, Lisa's like, I co-sign on that shit. I'm the living embodiment of it. You know?
Yeah, there's like 20 pages of definitions of the word Chris.
All of them are just like different, or just chode in different languages.
Someone's like, Chris, the man of my dreams.
Nightmares.
No one has ever said that. Ever.
A man who's always happy. But you know,
at some point in our lives, somebody has said that we are the person of their dreams.
I'm still looking then.
I'm sure someone said it about me.
No one's ever said it about me. I'm looking at myself in the mirror right now. I disappoint my own goddamn self, let alone somebody else. Jesus Christ. Fucking awful.
We are our own worst critics, so.
I remember saying, well, you know, like, what's the saying, you know, like, you know, different strokes for different folks and stuff. It's like, you know, my friend was like, yeah, he was like, no, the motherfucker would have to have a stroke to think you're attractive. I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. Damn, that's just hurtful.
Somebody said that to you for real?
He don't give a fuck. He's always saying mean shit to me. It's like what we do to Chris. Oh. I kind of get it back, you know.
Oh, not as bad, okay. Though.
We are more terrible to Chris than anything else. Like, we are horrible to Chris. That's why he went on. He went in the bathroom. He's probably squatting over the toilet. You know, dropping a hot load out of his chode. No. It's gonna be Chris's new nickname. I'm gonna change your name on the phone. You're a chode load. You know. Christopher Taint Master. All right.
I will change his name to Chode Crystal, but it'll be C H R I S - C A L.
It's going to be your new name in the bike club, Chris.
No. We already talked about what our names would be as this, the opposite sex.
Oh, yeah, we already did that. Yeah. You're still lame, though. That's all right.
I don't even remember what I said my name would
be. Yeah, I don't think Lisa answered, though.
If I were a guy, what would my name be?
What would your name be?
Oh. Chris. I feel like I probably would look like a Dante or something like that.
Oh, my God. What does a Dante look like?
Like Lisa.
I don't know. I just like, yeah, but like in male form, probably have like a really nice, I definitely have a nice beard. It'd be all thick. It'd be dark and natural.
It'd be curly as fuck, too.
Right.
Have a Jerry Curl beard and shit.
What would I have? Or maybe I'll have a goatee. Dante would have a goatee.
If Lisa was a dude, she'd rock a baldy with a full fucking beard, yo. That'd be you. Just bald with a beard.
No, I think I would probably still have curly hair. But I'd have like those lines. It would be nice and like.
You'd have a thick donk like somebody we used to know. You don't know what I'm talking about.
What's a thick donk?
Like a big ass.
You don't know what a donk is?
Oh, shut up. I know who you're talking about.
This is like, damn. I mean, he was thick in the rear, though. My man had, you know, he had some cake back there, like Duncan Hines and shit, you know.
Leave him alone.
That nigga, like, he had two yodels in his...
Stop. Every so often, he shows up on my Facebook as somebody you may know.
That means he's looking at your page.
He can look if he wants.
Wait, do y'all have any mutuals? Yeah, he definitely lurking there.
No.
Donald Trump? Must be,
yeah. Yes,
You should post something publicly.
It's a diaper back there, Lisa. It's not, it's
oh,
not
my God. It's that hey, Chris, it depends. Speaking of depends, I was telling my boy about the interaction with our Hispanic friends after the beer festival. You know, my man talking about smashing a 68-year-old woman or some shit. Yo, I was like, yeah, I'd knock the depends off that bitch too. I got told I'm nasty. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm with my mans, yo. Mortgage gotta get paid somehow.
I mean, listen, there are some 60-something-year-old guys who are still attractive, and just like there are 60-something-year-old, yeah, they could. And there are some 60-something-year-old women who are still attractive. So maybe it was one of those ladies.
What if he was butt-ass ugly and your rent was due, and you're on the cusp of getting kicked out? What you doing, Lisa? You gonna look at the Christmas tinsel or no?
What does that even mean?
Christmas tinsel?
Yeah.
What color is Christmas tinsel? Yeah.
Like gray pubes?
There you go.
Really?
No.
Lisa's like, they're wispy. No.
Wait a minute. He's ugly or is he good looking?
Ugly.
I mean, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Beer holder too, right, Chris?
Yep.
True. No.
No.
I wouldn't be able to look at myself in the mirror afterwards. All right.
So, Chris, we understand if Lisa becomes homeless, there was a dick she would not suck. I'm so sorry. My bad. It's okay. It's all right.
What would you?
I was gonna ask you the same question, Demont.
She could be butt-ass ugly with one eyeball in the middle of her forehead. If it meant me getting, like, you know, a new laptop, you know, some car parts, I'm taking one for the team.
You would do everything?
Dude.
Everything?
Whoa. From the rooter to the tooter.
Everything.
Hey, gotta have a roof over your head.
Shit, gotta have car parts, too.
You would not do that.
God created a shower for a reason. There's soap and water.
Okay, what if she was a meth head? But she had money to get you stuff. And but she was clean? Also...
Does she have teeth?
Nope. She... No. And her face is all picked at. And her legs are all picked at.
But she's clean.
Nah. Huh?
But she's clean.
Oh, sorry.
No, she's not clean.
Yes. No. Oh. Yes.
So she got something.
You're lying.
You didn't say that. You can't... I'm saying she doesn't have anything where she's all just jacked up, man.
Well, she gonna get she's some, all
methy.
Right.
She's methy. I don't know if she has anything, but
wait,
she
is
looks
that a
like
new
you're,
term?
You're.
So it's
like
a question mark.
What?
Lisa, is that a new term? Methy?
Methy?
Like, yeah, you know, like, you know, oh my God, your house is so methy. That's a
put that
new
in
term.
Urban Dictionary.
Right?
I Lisa coined has coined it. A new you term. Heard it here. You heard it here on the No In Between podcast.
I'm just saying. Yeah, let's go for it.
What about you, Chris?
No.
He's married. He can't. I don't have those types
even
of problems.
Even if I wasn't, no.
Yeah, even if you weren't.
No.
Okay, no. What if your children's lives depended on
here
it?
Here we go.
See? And I guess I got to do it.
I'll be safe. I already said I'd do it regardless. Yeah. I'll do that shit for I'd do it for a Happy Meal right about now. What the fuck? Chicken nuggets, at least, though. Chicken
a
nuggets.
A box is
burger.
A box.
Oh,
what you mean? Oh, well, that's because you're, you know, it's all right, Lisa.
You're a girl.
We've had this discussion about women.
No, you know, because women. They get no, because it's blah, no.
They get what? You know, tell us about it, Lisa. We have no point of reference.
Dirty, yeah, sweaty, and blah. Yeah, there's too many nooks and crannies.
It's not an English muffin.
It is. It is.
Somebody going to tune in halfway into the episode and shit. What are they talking about? Thomas's? What the fuck? You know.
Oh, man. I didn't. I did too much.
That's terrible. Yeah, no. I'm discerning. Well, to a certain extent. There's certain individuals we won't talk about, you know. That shall remain nameless, you know, singing into their straws, you know, at Piggies and shit like that. Lisa will never let me live that shit down. Not ever, you know. Or, you know, somebody having a great ass time and shit, and then sees a picture on the phone and goes from like being, I swear to God, I sobered up so goddamn. I was drunk as shit that night, sobered up super fast. That was sobering. That was terrible. Absolutely terrible. Go ahead, no, Lisa, say
those
it.
Are good times, though.
Go ahead and say it. You know, you picked up.
I wasn't going to say anything. Oh, listen, shit. We've all been there. We have all
no,
been
we
there.
Haven't. No, we haven't. You haven't. So I'm happy for you. You haven't. You're batting 1,000.
No. Three letters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Three which letters, of, yeah, no.
Two of which I just had the other day, and I'm telling you right now, that was probably one of the best burritos I ever had. That was great.
I went after the beer festival, and let me tell you, that East Hartford TB, they know how to customize the Nacho Bel Grande just the way I like it.
Now, did you order it on the app or on over the mic?
Nah, who has time to? I didn't have time to order it on the app. I just went through the drive-thru.
So you freeballed it, yo. Oh, that's ballsy, yo.
DeMont, you saw what I did on the app.
Yo,
the other two-letter restaurant, BK.
Can we tell that story, Chris?
We can tell the story.
Because
is that where you guys went afterwards?
Well, I won't say you
guys.
Because
I saw you turn down that way. I'm like, why are they going that way?
So, you know, we get in the car. This motherfucker's like, he hungry. So he's like, yo, you might stop at a BK? And I'm like, I bet. You know what I'm saying? So we go to Burger King. We sitting outside. Chris done put the fucking, he putting the order in on the app, right? We get to the restaurant. I park. He get out the car. You know what I'm saying? He running and shit. Chris is going for like a good 5-6 minutes, like going.
Did you put it for the wrong one?
He did. Lisa, he came back to the car empty-handed like a motherfucker. Chris looked like he got robbed and shit.
Which one did you put it for?
The Western Meadows. Street.
Yeah.
Oh, so you had to drive
still
over there?
On the way, but
yeah. It was on the way, but it's the principle of it, though. It's the principality.
I just knew I picked the right one, but yeah.
I was like,
see, I feel like they should have been like, okay, sir, let's just make it for you and call it a day.
But you know what Chris would have done? Chris's cheap ass would have been like, yo, can we still stop off at the Meadows so I can go get the other one too?
Oh, yeah, I would have picked up the other one too.
Inner fat people. Gotta love it. Our inner fat people. It was funny. That was like, yeah, we see. I was hoping we could chat about that, Chris. So, yeah, that's why I didn't tell you, Lisa. Because I was going to put it in the group chat, but I was like, I'm gonna sit on that one for a minute.
Good yeah, time, when I so, saw you guys times. Go that way, I was like, I wonder why they're going that way. I was like, maybe he knows a different way to get to the highway.
But. Yeah, of the Hershey variety.
Nope, I had, oh, that was some good TB. And it was like, I waited, I got home, because, you know, you can't eat, well, never mind. I'm not even going to say it because I'm going to sound wrong. But I waited, I got home, and because it was a rainy day, I put on, like, cozy clothes and then, like, sat on the couch and ate my TB while watching a movie. It was just, it was a good day.
What movie did you partake?
Actually, was it a movie or was I watching? No, it wasn't a movie. I lied. I was watching Benidorm. I don't expect anybody to know
what
anything
is that?
About it.
I have no idea what that is.
Not at all.
It's a British show from early 2000s. Yep. And it, I want to say, I think one of the families is from Liverpool, and it follows these cast of characters who frequent this all-inclusive resort in Benidorm, Spain. And it's just funny. Yeah.
Interesting.
And then when I had never heard of Benidorm before, but when I was watching one of my English takeaway videos on TikTok, the girl was talking about how she had just gotten back from Benidorm. And I was like, oh, it really is a real place.
It's a real place. Exactly. So, yeah. It shit do sound made up.
Yep.
I got a boyfriend. He's from Benidorm. Bitch, stop making shit up.
I can't help it. I love him.
Kind of like how every motherfucker around here had a girlfriend that lived in fucking Hartford. That was like our go-to. Yeah. Love that shit. I got a girl. You don't know her. She live in Hartford. Like, Hartford is all that fucking big. The older I got, the more I realized how small Hartford really fucking was.
I know. Because I always thought Hartford was like huge. I was like, man, it's so big. And now that I live here, I'm like, oh, okay.
I was like, shit. I'm talking to like a friend of mine. So, about, wait, so-and-so, you know, yeah, that live over on that, yeah. Oh, shit. Man, that's my cousin's brother. Like, what?
But
yeah,
that's also Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut.
I feel like that's just Connecticut in general. It's, yeah.
And this is, you know, this is pre-internet. So, it's like, mm-hmm. Now it's a little easier, but... Back then, that shit, yeah, man. It's all good though. It's all good. Oh, so Lisa, you were here. You've been here in Connecticut long enough to understand and laugh at this shit. I was at work last week talking to my coworkers about just we were like, there's two of us that are Gen Xers, and we were just being mad nostalgic and shit. And I was like, yo, do you remember how you didn't have to dial the area code whenever you called?
Yes.
Anywhere, or like anywhere in Connecticut. You could call anywhere in Connecticut and not have to dial an area code. One of my coworkers, he's younger, was like, well, oh, so everybody had 860? And I'm like, what? I was like, motherfucker, it was 203 was our area code. 860 didn't come out until the 90s. And I remember that was a big fucking deal when 860 came out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I was here when it was 860.
Yeah.
I was never 203.
Yep, we all were 203, and then they converted us, and now now the only 203s are the dirty water and out west. So, well, and on the shore.
Yeah, because now, like, Danbury is, like, 959.
Well, yeah, with all the cell phones. There's some they had to add another one.
And then there's 475.
Oh, they're adding new areas?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're running out of numbers because, you know, fucking cell phones are just, like.
I remember when they made that switch. Thinking, man, it's going to be too hard to remember the area code and the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
You only dialed the area code when you were dialing long distance.
Long distance. And that was the other part of the conversation. And now that doesn't even...
Because you got cell phones. So...
I remember all the long distance commercials back in the 80s and 90s and shit. You know, oh, switch over to here and you can call long distance 7 cents a minute. Like, oh, that's cheap.
MCI.
MCI, yep.
Who else? Yep.
Wasn't Sprint a long distance company too?
I think so. I think Sprint was.
I think they were part of MCI. Yeah. House, man. The good old days. Now these kids there. These kids don't even know what a fucking dial tone sound like. They got to go on YouTube to hear that shit. Which is rather scary because that's old school. I can still hear it in my head.
Most of the time you just... well, I hear it when I pick up the phone at work. So I do get to hear a dial tone. But yeah, I forget. You just type your number in and then hit send. And then that's it.
Have either one of you, back when we were younger, picked up the phone to call someone and there was no dial tone and you say hello and somebody else was on the line? Not in your house, but they were just calling at the same time.
When the lines get crossed. That was like the
creepiest shit. So weird.
Or when you could hear other people's phone calls.
Yes.
Especially coming through your phone. Yes. And you'd be like,
I remember working at Caldor and some lady complained that the phone that she bought was faulty. And I was like, no, you got the cheaper cordless. I was like, you got to get the upgraded one. You know what I'm saying? It was like a higher frequency or some shit. And it was like less interference. And she was all sorts of just, I just bought this phone. I'm like, oh my God. I haven't thought about like different cordless phones in years.
Did I have the black Sony? A black Sony cordless phone.
I had a white Bell. And I thought it was like
pretty spiffy looking.
With the answering machine.
Ooh, with the tape?
Of course, a little mini cassette.
Yeah, you gotta have a tape.
This will tell you how far back it was because I couldn't afford that shit off my damn paycheck. I remember it was like $119 and shit. It's fucking expensive. I put that motherfucker on layaway. Use my 10% discount and put that bitch on layaway.
My cordless phone was, I think, like $80, which, like you said, for that time, that was a lot expensive. Of money. Yeah. And now kids are walking around with $1,000 cell phones and dropping them and throwing them around and losing them. And
got more computing power than the Commodore 64 that we had, right, Chris?
Yep.
It's like, dude.
Man. I remember one time at a basketball game, my nephew, he was sitting next to me, but he got up and he left his phone. So I took it. And when he came back, he's like, oh, where's my phone? I'm like, I don't know. He wasn't even concerned. He was just like, oh, it'll pop up. And I'm like, wait, what? And I'm like, that's because you don't pay for this. I lost my
fucking mind. I was so mad. I lost an AirPod. I was so pissed. I tried finding it and shit. Nothing. I was so mad I had to replace them. It's $100, but I mean, at the same, but it was the principle. It was like, these motherfuckers aren't cheap.
Nope.
But I ain't going to talk about the one kid that lived here that had one dropped into the fucking an AirPod Pro fall into the toilet. I was like, I wouldn't have replaced them motherfuckers. That was just me. That's just me. I wouldn't have done it. Fuck these kids.
When I had mine stolen, and I was never buying. I'm not buying any more AirPods. And I mean, I did, but I did them for a while. I was like, I'm not spending the money on this.
But I still wanted to beat your, person of interest that took them, you know, still want to beat their ass. Because.
Yeah.
That's infuriating.
And I saw that person and I was like, hey, you didn't happen to see any AirPods, did you? No. Nope. Why are you asking me? And I said, because I'm tracking them and it showed up as soon as you pulled into the parking lot. So, yep.
I mean, if there ever has been a more, you know, overt, you know, admission of guilt, it's when somebody asks, why? Like, why are you so inquisitive, motherfucker? Just say no. Lisa, did you steal that $1 million? No. Why?
Right. But it's funny because then after I said something, then she got, like, then the AirPods, they all of a sudden were near some garbage can in Hartford. And I was like, But, yep, she brought them to her job the one day. And I know she was hearing the little alert thing because you can set a thing up to, like, say, like, hey, please call this number if you find them. So.
Oh, somebody had a pair here that they borrowed, allegedly. And the find me alert was going off. It was 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. All I hear is this, doot, doot, doot. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Dude. Yeah, when I tell you World War 3, 4, 5, and 6 broke out around this motherfucker, bruh.
Wait, were the people there?
No. No, they were. They accidentally, magically landed in my backpack.
I don't like kids. Like, I
wonder how that happens. Listen here, Snobs. Been around the block more times than you can count. You know. Thievery is something I've never done. Yeah, I can't say I've never stolen, but I've only stolen shit that was either rightfully mine and I stole it back, or I did steal from my part-time job only because they accused me of stealing and I was so mad because the person that was stealing, he finally got caught. But I was like, y'all had already accused me of the crime, so fuck it, I might as well be guilty of it. So I stole a CD. I stole a Club MTV CD.
I was going to say, what CD did you steal? Yeah,
Club MTV.
Let's see what songs were on those CDs.
Fucking awful. Wasn't even worth it either because it really wasn't even a good CD, but
I was like, fuck it. Club MTV, Party to Go. Oh my God. There's some decent songs on it.
Speaking of MTV, I learned something when I went to go see the Michael Jackson movie. I did not realize that they did not play black music on MTV until they played Michael Jackson.
I didn't realize that either.
That was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So, fuck you, MTV. And thank you, MTV.
Thanks for playing it.
I want my MTV.
So, Lisa, do you realize that? Because I know every episode we talk about somebody just aging and shit. Seeing how we're talking about MTV, Kurt Loder is 87 years old.
That's crazy,
right?
That is crazy talk.
We're not that old. He can't be. I'm not accepting that yet. Not doing it.
So then that means no. So he was like, no, I just don't believe it.
No, me either.
I can't. I mean, I've heard that, but it just doesn't even sound right.
You know, it just doesn't register.
Dick Van Dyke. He's 99.
Dick Van Dyke is like Dick Clark. He's not dead. Mm-mm.
You know, looks good too. I thought
99.
I thought Ted Turner had already passed away. I didn't realize.
Same here. I was just saying that yesterday. I was like, wow. And rest his soul, man. That man, he did. He brought us a lot of good shit, though. Thank him for, I thank you for everything. TNT, the Cartoon Network, all that good shit.
Thank you, for being a friend.
Yeah, don't be talking shit about my small show.
I like that show.
The Golden Girls, they're all gone, too. Isn't that crazy? That's just another thing, too. Like, I don't know. I had a sobering moment, you know, as this past weekend. Chris don't know nothing about sobering.
Sorry, come back with a drunken joke. My bad. Bring it back around.
There you go.
Really?
No, it's just I was you know, obviously Mother's Day just rolled around, so you know, happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers. You know, Mother's Day is always the second Sunday in May, and the dads that play mothers is always the second Saturday of May. So you know, shout out to those dads that play mom too. What?
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
What do you mean no?
Just like I don't think women who single moms, you don't celebrate Father's Day. You have Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It's dads. I'm not celebrating. You have Father's Day.
We also have, you know, Mother's Day Eve.
No.
Well, I still celebrate it. I got to drink with you, motherfuckers.
Yourself?
Nah, I got to drink with my peoples. Y'all did my besties, y'all. I got to drink with y'all. That's what's up.
Good times.
Exactly.
Yes.
But no, we were talking about like TV shows and celebrities and getting older because, you know, this is a milestone year for me and Chris. So it's just like kind of just looking back, like, God damn, like it's weird to say it, but it's going to happen and it is what it is. But it's just like Golden Girls was the first thing that popped into my head. And I'm just like, they're all gone. Which is just wild. And
my Angela Lansbury is gone.
Mm-hmm. Like just.
You know
how old were they during that show?
Oh, okay. So that's the other thing. I'm glad you brought that up, Chris, because I've seen some like memes and shit on like Facebook and whatnot. It was like, oh, they were not in their 40s. 30s. You know, they're like early 40s or 30s, right? Oh, we look good for it. No, motherfucker, they were older. They were in their 50s. Came out. So yeah, it's of no consequence or, you know, that.
If you would have asked me back then, I would have thought they were in their 60s.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when you're young, everyone looks
Blanche was 53, Dorothy was 55, Rose was 55, and Sophia was 79. And Rue McClanahan was only 51.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
It's the clothes, the hairstyles. You just looked older.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Because we just did a 90th birthday for my aunt on my dad's side, and I had did a whole bunch of pictures, and my daughter had did a slideshow for the party, and I was looking at pictures of like my uncles and I knew how old my uncles were in the pictures, and I'm like, there's no way they were in their like late 20s. The motherfuckers looked like they were in their like early 40s. It was just a style.
You want to hear something crazy?
What?
What's that?
So when All in the Family premiered,
mm-hmm.
their characters were in their mid-40s. That's crazy. There's no way.
They were
in
their fucking mid-50s. Mid to late 50s.
Edith was roughly 44 to 48, and she turned 50 in 1977. And Archie was supposed to be 48 and Edith was 44.
There's no way he would play somebody our age. Fuck out of here. You dumb. There's no way. Who was they fooling back then? Oh, wow.
Oh, Archie Bunker was 47. Wait, by the time the series ended in 79, the characters were in their mid to late 50s. Wow.
They started in their mid to late 50s.
The Archie Bunker character was born in 1924. That's funny.
Wow.
Despite acting old for the time, both were in their mid-40s when the iconic show started. Well, they looked old for 40s.
Exactly. I don't know. Modern medicine today now, I don't know. I think we look good.
I think we do too.
But I have seen some of us that don't look as well as we do.
I know.
It's sad, but it's okay though. I was trying to think, what celebrity I just saw that's like around our age, and I was like, damn, she ain't aging well. I forgot who it was. I'm about to think about that one for a minute. But it was somebody that was around our age. She was like within like a couple of years of us. And I was like, damn. You know who don't look good though, regardless though? Whichever one of the Mary Kate or Ashley or all the above, you know.
The Olsen twins.
They look horrible, yo. I'm like, I don't know. I guess America expected them to be the state of cute little girls, but they look haggard as a motherfucker, though.
They look older than me.
Right? They use like an old car and put a sticker on the motherfuckers.
Wait a minute. How old is Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy should be around our age.
I think he's a year older than me. Okay, Tom can get it in.
You ever look at like the celebrities that are like exactly like your age, Lisa? Have you ever done that?
That's what I'm doing it right now. I'm like on a thing. I just put in 48-year-old celebrities and I'm looking at them and I'm like, "Oh, okay. Some of these people do look older." But then I think about where these people were. Like Ludacris was the same age as me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy.
It's like, wow.
Yeah. 2 Chainz is 48.
So what have we? Titty Boy.
Wait, I'm the same Titty age Boy. As Zelensky?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I knew he was in his late 40s. Yep. Really? He's a dictator, Lisa.
He's cute. He can get it in.
He's a cute dictator. He can dictate. He can dictate my ass.
Really?
You said what, Chris?
I said, who's a dictator? Not Zelensky.
Yes.
He's not a dictator.
No, he's not.
We can't talk about Ukraine on this podcast.
Why?
We'll lose our last listener.
Dude, it's a hot button issue. Just like how I got asked today by one of my coworkers if I support Israel. And I gave him that look like, dude, we are not doing this in the workplace. I am not getting fucking fired today. He's like, I have a feeling I know what your answer is. I'm like, I might surprise you. And here they come for me. See? I should have never said shit.
Let's Hartford. Yeah.
On that note,
Hartford.
Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. Hartford strikes again,
ambulance?
Lisa. That's an ambo.
An ambulance.
Ambulance.
Well, I do live near the hospital.
You do. A stone's throw. Like
literally.
You know, just don't get shot, you know. Damn, I got to limp across the street. Motherfucking son of a bitch.
I will drive myself to Hartford.
Yeah, you already know my feelings about the other hospital that shall remain nameless. That's where people go to die. I don't care what nobody say. I ain't lost nobody yet at Hartford Hospital, so.
Yeah, that's where we went. One of my mom's friends, she passed away there.
And they're still going. So let's see. What do you think that ambulance was for, Lisa? You think gunshot, stabbing?
Turn on my 5-0 app, find out.
Oh my god.
Probably gun, not a gunshot. I probably a stabbing.
You never just listen to the 50 app to just like see what's going
Wait.
On when you're bored?
No, I got Facebook.
I used to back in the day I had like one of those, I can't remember what it was called, but I used to listen to, there was never anything going on in Hartford, so I'd listen to like Dallas.
Right. You gotta find like Chicago.
Wait, 50 app.
Always has some good things.
What's the picture look like for? Is it like the police radio?
Yes.
Okay, 50 Radio Pro.
Yep, I think that's
what okay.
We're over here advertising for apps now.
This episode is sponsored by. Yeah.
Break the law so we can listen to it and make fun of you.
Oh, I wonder if the, I'm going to listen to the New York one.
Yeah, like whenever it's like an accident on 91, like I would tune in and see if I could figure out what's going on.
Maybe I'll use it to help me fall asleep tonight. It's like white noise. Yeah. We have a breaking and entering.
Tonight is Indianapolis. Indianapolis.
What is wrong with you?
That was me on the radio.
I was just saying, what the fuck, yo? How the hell could you fall asleep to that shit?
I have before.
Then it might be really good, and then I'll be like, wait, what? And then I'll have to text you guys, hey, log in now. There's a murder going on.
There's a murder still going on. They're still stabbing people.
Oh my god. You ready to doze off of shit? Yeah, we have an active crime scene here. There's blood everywhere, Captain.
What?
Over.
Breaker, breaker, 10-4.
Yeah. Roll the crime lab.
Who are you? Who?
I swear to God, we are fucked. What is wrong with this? Yo, we're just done. Terrible. Either you watch too much goddamn TV or, you're not going walking no more, Lisa. That's it. No more walking for you.
It's because I got that little burst of energy. But I feel like I do this every episode.
You do. You do. Bring that big dick energy. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, if I had one, it would be big.
Thank you. So. Thank you, Dante.
Every time I walk.
She would too. Chris, if Lisa had a dick, she'd walk around commando just for that exact experience. Terrible. Balls and dick just slapping and shit. You know how women can make their ass clap? Yo, Lisa be like, I'll make it clap, all right. Lisa be like, make it slap. Pop, 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 pop. Mm-hmm. Until that elephant trunk hit her in the nuts, yo. Then she forget all about that shit. I said that to a female friend of mine. I said, it's all fun and games. Like, well, if I had a dick, I'd play with it all day and I pee everywhere and be nutting all over stuff. I was like, mm-hmm. And I say, and the moment you get kicked in the balls, your ass will be screaming to go back to being a woman. Trust me. I know. Wait, we don't know what childbirth is like. Man, Lisa, you can hit yourself in the balls doing just pretty much fucking anything. I slapped myself in the nuts a few weeks ago taking the laundry out the motherfucking dryer. I pulled the door and it wasn't opening, and I pulled it to you, and doom, right in the nuts. Just, dude.
Well, I learned after all the basketball I've been watching, that's a technical foul if you hit somebody.
Dude, you'll get shot in the face. A flagrant? Yeah, I'll flagrantly upside the fucking head. Yeah,
some kind of foul.
Yeah. I feel like it's, I think it was a technical foul. That's a bad one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what Wimby got the other night.
I did watch the clips of that. That was
That's crazy,
I don't
right?
think. I mean, I sometimes feel like some of these fouls are, okay, it's body mechanics. Like, you can't stop a moving train sometimes that fast. So if somebody gets in your way.
But,
nope.
But when you cock a gun back to pull the trigger, that's what happened with that.
I know there has to be, what do they have, wind up and follow through?
Exactly. And he wound up and definitely followed
through. No, because he was trying to twist. It's not his fault that the guy was right there.
No, that was post him trying to twist. he reeled that one back. And that's my team. I didn't support that.
Well, they're playing now, and he has 21 at the half. So,
and that's the reason why they was giving him so much shit that last game, because they don't want his ass to score.
Yeah, he's the leading scorer right now.
Yeah. Fuck the Timberwolves. Yeah, 59-47.
What channel is that game on?
This one is NBC. Is it on NBC?
Yep.
I think it's on NBC. Let's see.
Oh, it's on Peacock. I got ESPN until July 1st.
Rock and roll.
April, no, May, June, or maybe it's. Oh yeah, May, June, July, or July 30th, because I made a $10 bet on DraftKings, and then they gave me 3 months of ESPN for free.
So that you can bet more. The more you watch sports, the more you want to bet.
I actually have not done a lot of betting on this series. Last year,
your ass was like, we was a little worried, Lisa. I mean, you know, we love you, right?
I was a little worried.
Like, damn. I won't forget getting that fucking text message. Like, yes, I put this on this one and this one and this one. I'm like, ma'am. Like, what are you doing?
I warned you guys. I said, man, I got an addictive personality. So if it seems like I'm getting crazy, then I need you to say something.
All I know is I was jealous because your ass was hitting them damn slots at one point like a motherfucker, though. Bro, you were straight killing that shit.
That time I won $900 while I was sitting at work. I was bored and I was just like,
let me rocket too?
No. I can't even remember what game it was. But I was doing 60-cent bets and I was like, boop, and it was like, and I was like, I couldn't even get excited at work because I couldn't run out to tell anybody. I called my mom. I was like, called her from the work phone because I didn't want to mess up the thing. And I was like, Mama, I just won $900 on the slot machine. And she's like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah, on DraftKings.
This episode is sponsored by DraftKings as well.
Yeah,
we sponsor. We got a bunch of apps today. Shit.
You know, sometimes if you read, like when they have the things, I feel like we signed up at a good time because if you bet like the $5 and they gave you like, I think at the time it was $200 in bonus bets, but you could use them for whatever, or not for whatever. You got them automatically. Now they're saying if your first bet wins, they'll give you $300 in bonus bets. Right. And I'm like, that's not even fair.
No, it's not.
Ugh. Ugh. Gosh.
You gotta take a shit?
No. My back hurts.
That sucks.
It's only because I don't work out. And I worked out today. Because, you know, before the walk, you do exercises. Yeah, so I was doing stretches, and you do jumping jacks, stretches, some other stuff. And, but I did get my heart rate up, which was good, which I need to do.
That's great. See, at least one of us
works. You guys should come with one day.
You know, I would have, but we had to do the podcast, so.
I would.
Well, we don't typically record on a day like this, so.
That's true.
You guys could come next week.
Yeah, that's a pass. I'll be busy.
It's fun. It's good people watching. There's a lot of people there.
I'll be pre-gaming.
You got to wash your hair?
No, I got a pre-game.
Oh, for your birthday?
I'm walking around drunk all goddamn day. Notice I said
walking. You take time off?
Yep.
Nice.
Cool. I'm about to do my typical birthday shit.
What do you do?
I go to breakfast, I go to the cemetery, and then I go get some drinks. And then usually the afternoon, I'm usually like, all right, now I got to fucking hang out with the family. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, probably got to pick somebody up from school or take somebody somewhere.
Nope. daughter finishes school on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? No responsibilities. Okay. Except for getting my fat ass back and forth to wherever the fuck I go. But yeah, I'm going to definitely go to breakfast. I was going to go to Town & Country right here in town.
That place is still open?
Mm-hmm. That was my daughter's grandmother's, her maternal grandmother's spot. So I go and I have breakfast and I think about her and then I go visit her and then my day is good to go.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I forgot it was on your birthday.
Oh, that it is. That it is. Yeah. But it's all right though, because I celebrate it. So. Gives me a reason to give a shit about my birthday because it gets fucked. But it's a milestone year, so, you know, I'm definitely trying to get some other shit in. So, yeah, I got to look at getting some more travel on the books. Nashville looks like it's next on deck. So, do that. Go see my big bro. Go see my boy Rob. He's like one of the oldest friends that I have. Like, oldest, like, you know, Rob. What was it? I think it was...
Not that
Rob. No, I met him when I met you. You know, when I moved to Windsor. Nah, this is I grew up with him like East Hartford. Like go back to like 82. But I remember on Facebook it was like, you know, it's like the oldest, like who is the oldest friend you have that's not family? Can't be like a first cousin or something. And I was like, my boy Rob and Keith. I'm like, yo, I've known them since 1982 when I first moved to East Hartford. And like still keep in contact, like on the reg. So I was like, shit, damn, that's a long time to know somebody. I mean, I've known at least 30 years in what, you know, August of this year. So, you know, fucking crazy to say that shit.
September.
It was September. Oh, that's right. Cause school year started.
I think it was September. Yeah.
And
it was the first of September.
You know, known Chris, damn. You know, so if I've known you 30 years, that means I've known Chris 36, which is nutty to fucking say. That's crazy work, yo. Like, damn.
Then some of my oldest friends are from my freshman year of high school. So, yeah.
It's nice to have people that knew you way back when. You know,
mm-hmm.
Remember when I wasn't fat? Motherfucker, you always been fat. This is why we're not friends.
Oh, just when you were talking about traveling, for those who don't have a passport, you better get your passport now before you get one that has Trump's face on it.
Yes. Yeah. My daughter's mother made mention of that the other day. And I was like, shit, I got to renew mine. I'm actually right on the cusp. I have to put that in. Otherwise, I got to apply all over again because mine's only been expired.
They'll take it off as soon as he's out of office.
Yeah, but I don't want that negativity.
There'll be some couple hundred thousand folks that are stuck with it.
I think there's... I don't think there's that many that they're making.
Oh, okay.
It's like a limited edition.
Probably have to pay extra for it.
Well,
I would pay extra to not have his face on it.
I can't believe we've been going this whole episode and I completely forgot to bring up the one thing I wanted to chat about. And I'm glad we're talking about this dickhead ass motherfucker. Y'all know I don't really give a shit about this motherfucker. It just, the gas is too high right now and I'm about done with this motherfucker, so fuck this motherfucker. Anyways, Alabama.
That is not
please
me.
Tell me. Please tell me y'all saw the shit that took place in Alabama a couple days ago, the fucking state rep in Alabama. Missed talking it. About wanting to wanting to roll back the 14th Amendment. So this all stems from Louisiana redistricting of their of their polling centers and how their maps are done to kind of water down the vote. If y'all have not seen that, look that shit up. I gotta check up. Look it up. It is going to piss you off. I'll preface it with that shit. It's gonna make you mad. And I'm all for freedom of speech. I'm all for, you know, there's this, I hold elected officials to a whole different standard when it comes to First Amendment speech, because their speech is very dangerous if said to the right people. And I got asked, it was like, oh, well, do you even know what the 14th Amendment is? Yeah, the 14th Amendment, as a black person, is super important to me. As a black man, it's important to me. Because that amendment rolled back the 3/5 of a person rule that we had in this country. It also gave black men the same right to own property and vote and all of that good shit. You feel me?
Howard Stern was just talking about the 14th Amendment.
Yeah. So this motherfucker, really, just to kind of paraphrase what this motherfucker said, was that he'd have no issue with the 14th Amendment rolling back so that they could redistrict polling, you know, like polling districts. And the reason why it's so important is, if you think about Connecticut, let's just use our state. We're primarily, we primarily go blue, but we do have a lot of red areas, and usually the red areas surround the blue areas. So what if we took Hartford and we split Hartford in such a way that Hartford now stretches all the way out to Granby and East Granby, and it just so happens that the red voters in those towns overshadow the blue voters in the city. Well, now you've watered down the vote. Now the district does not represent the people that live there anymore.
But will
it's
that
against the
only
law for them to do that.
But will that only affect the leadership being voted into that area?
No, this also affects the overall electoral college for the state as well.
Oh,
you start watering down. Usually urban centers are your more blue ones, right? You start watering down, you know, like, you know, and it could go either way. I'm just saying, like, right now I'm just using Democrats for support. But if it was the flip side, and the only reason why they're doing it is because the entire base that's in office now is losing. They're losing.
Right.
And the only way for them to gain traction is to redraw the maps in these states. So Louisiana, Alabama, Tennessee, you see a theme here? I do.
Yeah.
And this is redlining. You know what I'm saying? We live in an area where redlining is something real. You know, you look at Bloomfield, for example, versus West Hartford. Bloomfield has more black people than West Hartford does. Why? Because back when houses were being sold in the 50s and 60s and shit, you know, it's like, oh, they had white families, send them to West Hartford. Or black families, well, send them to Bloomfield. And all the white people moved out of Bloomfield and moved into West Hartford. Redlining. It's a beautiful thing. Simply beautiful. Gotta love America. But yeah, that shit pissed me off when I saw that.
About that town in Idaho.
Pennsylvania?
I think it was. Oh, no. With the Juneteenth and Columbus Day?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was looking
at it. Or was it Iowa? I can't remember. It was one of those places, and they got rid of, the town got rid of, they got rid of Juneteenth and reinstated Columbus Day.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he said, well, I never even heard of that anyways.
Thought you were talking about the town in Pennsylvania that by one vote they were trying to make it a true sundown town, like a white only town, and they lost by one vote. Like, damn.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's
scary. Like, for the people that live there, that are people of color, like, that's scary. Wow.
Love our country. So yeah. Well. Chris was like, "Well, this is a good, great episode, guys. I'm gonna get going now." You know. It's all good. It's been a good episode, though. You know, post Mother's Day.
I thought it was.
You know. You know, I'm glad it was literally right after the beer festival too. You know, so fresh, still fresh in our heads. Mm-hmm. So you know, thank you to all the people that brought the wonderful drinks and everything. We follow quite a few of you on our you know, Instagram page. You know, but I do have one complaint. My one complaint is, I want more music. They should just. Good. They should just have the band play the whole damn time. No offense. I like the DJ. He was good.
On the other side by the big screen.
Have a battle of the bands at you know, Rising Pints. Yeah.
But then you're going to spread out the crowd, so maybe not.
Yeah, we all know where
everybody's going. And that one doesn't have cover.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. So they could get wet.
Yeah. Why did you have to make that sound?
Because Chris doesn't like it. It's moist.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Reminds him of, you know, his gang, the Fecal Fornicators. Yeah.
Nice way to bring it back around.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
F squared?
Yeah. Fornicators. You have to make a patch, Lisa, just for him and shit, you know.
What would your name be if you were part of the Fornicators?
Demont.
Big Brown. I'd be Big Brown. There you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Big Brown. Chris would be corny.
No. It would be make her love it.
Make her love it.
Yeah,
like smithereens latrines.
Like McLovin.
It's all good. So our next beer festival is the Worthy, right? End of next month.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Again, cool. Gonna be out in the wild. That'd be post Juneteenth. You know, for those that don't celebrate Juneteenth. Suck my dick, you know. You don't want to celebrate Juneteenth? That's fine. I won't celebrate
President's Day.
Yeah,
but they'll celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Oh my God, I made that comment, yo, to a friend of mine. I was like, yo, all those MAGA motherfuckers wanted these Mexicans out the country and shit, but they sure as fuck want they damn margaritas and they damn tortillas and salsa and shit on fucking Cinco de Mayo. You know,
and it's not everybody even Mexico's Independence Day.
It really isn't. It's some American shit, you know.
Yeah, their Independence Day is like September, I think.
And that just how ignorant we are. We don't give a fuck.
Nope.
It's all good.
Nope.
Well, cool. Well, I'm glad that we all got to catch up. Thank you, listeners, for everything that you that you do. You know, we really appreciate, you know, all of the donations, all 17 cents that has hit our PayPal account. You know, appreciate that. Goes towards, you know, keeping the podcast alive, you know. If you don't donate more, we might do a telethon. You know, Chris will be Jerry Lewis and shit, you know.
And I'll do comedy. Terrible. That'll be
Lisa will do comedy.
My little thing.
Oh, my God. Motherfuckers. By the end. Yeah. They'll be donating money left and right. Shut her the fuck up. How much do they need? 50 grand. I'll donate 499,000.
Stop.
Lisa's been laughing for an hour straight. What the fuck? She told the sleeveys joke again. Oh no.
That's one of my favorite jokes. That's one of my favorite.
The listeners know. They know. So yes, special episode coming at some point. We'll have to get creative and listen to all of our back episodes and put together a best of. Best of Lisa's jokes, you know.
Well, I mean, everybody has told some good jokes. I think it should just be our joke episode.
No. It'll be just you, called Hardy Har Har. Volume 1.
Hardy Har Whore. How about Pinky wow. like that?
Who's the whore? Would that be us?
It just, well, yes.
It just sounds good.
Yes.
Yes.
It just sounds good. Yeah. Hardy Har Whore.
It does.
Hardy Har Whore. Yeah. Hardy Whore Whore. I don't know. We'll think about it.
We'll think
we'll
about
talk
it.
To our, yeah, our
my people
PR
will talk
team.
To your people.
Yeah. And HR.
Yeah.
The PR HR team. Yep. We're getting fired, thrown off the air, and canceled. It's great. Love it. Well, Chris, I hope the next few days, as you get back on the road, blowing into your tube, I hope you think of us the first time you put your lips on that shit.
I will not.
Chris, give me.
He's going to think about like, it. He's yeah. going to be like, should I put my lips in it or around it?
He puts his lips around it. It's going to be flashbacks to college.
Really?
It only happened once. He said he had wings in the van. I believed him.
Terrible.
I know. I apologize. It's all out of love. I know I don't. It's all good. We'll say goodnight to the ladies and gents. We will be back in 3 weeks. And don't forget, tip your bartenders. You know, don't vote for that orange bastard because he made my gas prices go up. And, you know, vote for Chris. Because a vote for Chris is a breathalyzer in your car.
Wow.
Say goodnight, Chris.
That was Chris. That was Chris saying goodnight.
Chris blowing into that fucking tube reminds me of motherfuckers that do that shit with the damn wheelchairs.
Oh god.
Wait, when they walk
like
with their
Stephen
feet?
Hawkins?
Yeah, they, when they're blowing and they.
Oh,
you know what,
the
listen, I'm done.
What?
That's it.
Terrible.
What?
That's it. I'm done.
You said it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Terrible.
Say bye, Lisa.
Yeah. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Lisa. I'll talk to y'all.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Bye. Later.